it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer some of the many questions you've sent in. We try to group them together as best we can. And so we've made a selection this morning, and we're going to jump in and answer them for you. So, Angel, let's go.
All right, Joe. I want to be debt-free. The bills keep coming and the money never seems to be enough. I know God wants me to prosper, but can you help me by giving me some key points or steps I can take to start living in that?
Well, yes, I can. One that's been belly up twice financially. I've taken all my credit cards, put them in the oven and curled them up. Now, it wasn't smart because today you cannot function without a credit card. You need at least one good, I'd say two good credit cards, one for personal, one for business. So we couldn't fly without a credit card. We couldn't rent a car without a credit card. We couldn't get a hotel. We cannot function without a credit card. So you got to learn how to use them. Don't let it use you, but you learn to use it. So we've been through this. We realized, you know, somebody had a revelation one time that God ain't poor no more, but we have to do something to fix it. So the first thing was, we've got to tackle the debt situation. A debt means there's more money going out than there is coming in. It's a real simple solution. You got to cut the outflow. That might mean selling a house, selling a car, getting rid of some toys, some motorcycles. You got to stop the outflow because that's where the debt is. I'm spending more than I'm making. So I need to make more. Yes, we got that goal. I'm going to try to make more. But today I got to stop the bleeding. How do I do that? So every church has got somebody on the staff, if you're in a church somewhere, who can help you do this, or just find yourself a friend that's an accountant. Hey, can you look at my money and tell me what I can do? And it's usually take somebody outside of us to give us the answer. Somebody outside of us say, hey, well, you need to stop this. And why are you spending this? I don't know. Well, stop it. And so just some common sense stuff can shave about 15% of your debt off in one meeting. So do that and then start the process of building back up. I tell people, got to get some seed in the ground. I'm going to stop the bleeding, but I got to get some money coming in. How do I do that? Well, I want to make sure I'm a tither. A tither is 10% of your income. God didn't ask for 11, he didn't ask for 15, he asked for 10. And there's a spiritual law behind that. God said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So you got to get the tithing on it. I couldn't afford a tithe. I'm too far in debt. So I'm looking for change in the couch, change in the under the seat of the truck. I remember several Sundays, I put my offering in, you could hear it clink. We do. Well, I don't have 10%, but I'm giving everything I got because I owe everybody. So I got to start somewhere getting some seed in the ground.
Years ago, I heard a great preacher, old time preacher, talk about that God said he would bless our storehouses. Mm. And he said, most of us only have one storehouse. And after I heard him, I said, you know what? He's right. So the next day I went into work and I said, we're going to open several storehouses. We're going to do one for equipment. We're going to do one for giving. We're going to do one for
maintenance.
And we're going to do one for like bonuses and stuff. And I said, every time that money comes in, I don't care if all you can do is $5, put something in each one of these storehouses. And then we're going to pray and ask God to bless it. So every day we just say, God, I just thank you that you're blessing. Your word says you bless our storehouses. Thank you that you're blessing our storehouses. And just we would get an agreement. I told the lady that was in charge of the financial department, let's just get an agreement. I am not kidding you. Within 6 months, I had $100,000 in those storehouses.
Yep.
God honored that and blessed it. I had to do something, and then he did something. And I got people in agreement with me. So, you know, there was things that we were probably being frivolous on that we pulled back on. So.
Somebody has to take the lead. Somebody's got to do something that's not been done before.
Right. But you do everything you can in the natural and trust God to do the supernatural.
Yes.
And he will.
Yes, he will.
Joe, my son is turning 18 and is beginning to bring multiple female friends home quite often. I'm not sure how to talk to him in a way that won't run him away. I want him to find a spouse, but I don't want him to be a womanizer.
Well, he must have a great personality and must be handsome, must smell good and look good, because girls don't go with doofuses, you know? So he's got something going on for him, but he evidently has nothing going on inside of him either, because he needs to be chasing something bigger than him. And right now he's chasing females, and that's going to cost you. And I know as a mom, you're being concerned, but it's true. So,
Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
I remember when my son was going through a similar thing. He was a little bit—he was a bit younger, but I can remember came around the corner one day, and I said, "I don't know what you've been doing, but it's not good." And I go, "Well, what's that behind your back?" And he kind of hem-hawed around a little bit, and I go, "No, no, what's that behind your back?" And he pulled out a Victoria's Secret catalog. And I said, "Come over here. Let's sit down and talk for just a minute." And I go, "First of all, I think it's fantastic that you are interested in women. I think it's fantastic that you think the female body is beautiful. I just want to tell you a couple of things. These girls in this magazine, they're somebody's daughter. They're somebody's sister. Some of them are somebody's mom."
That's right.
And, when Jesus, when God, the Bible talks about your wife, he talks about her being your crown, someone that you honor and esteem and you hold up. It's not somebody that you use for your benefit, which is what magazines like that promote. You're using her for your benefit instead of you honoring her and treating her like God intended her to be treated. So I said, there's nothing wrong with the desire. It's how we walk this out. So let me ask you this. How would you feel if your sister was in this magazine? Would you be okay with other men looking at her like that? And he dropped his head and he goes, "No, I wouldn't." But the same way, son, you've got to guard your heart. You've got to protect what goes in, because you want that woman to be the crown, someone that you would. You, when you walk into a room, you couldn't be prouder that that woman is on your arm.
Yeah.
And somebody that you want to honor, and not somebody that you're using for your benefit. And there is the difference in what the world is approaching relationships like, and what God wants us to approach relationships like. The difference is it's for my flesh, or I'm giving. So,
and you have to remember, like kind attracts like kind. The girl she's bringing home, he doesn't have a house. He didn't have a car. He didn't have a job. He didn't have money. Everything he gets from you and your husband. So they're chasing nothing as well. Nothing's grabbing nothing, and nothing's chasing nothing. Like, where do you think this is going to go? "Well, we're going to get married." "Where are you going to live?" "What? Where are you living in my house? Where are you going to live?" "Oh, I forgot. You don't have a job." "Well, where are you going to get a job?" "Oh, you don't have a job." "Well, who's going to hire you? What can you do for them?" Nothing except minimum wage job. And somebody has to sit down and just calmly kind of paint the picture of the future. You know, where are you going?
But I think as far as talking to your son, mom, I would be honest and say, "Can we just kind of put emotions on the side for a second, and let's just me and you talk?" Yeah. I probably should have addressed this a long time ago, but I didn't. So can we just talk about it right now? I will tell you, when my son was in college, he got into a relationship with a girl, and my flesh has never gotten so been out of shape. Oh, really? Ooh. That was a difficult, difficult time for me. And I did not handle everything well. I'll give you that. But it was a long 6 months. And man, I had to believe God. I was doing everything I could to get that thing broken up. And thank God. Thank God I finally did. But so.
Most humans are blind as a bat. We are given to emotional stuff. "Oh, they like me." Well, what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? You know, man, they like you. Will they die for you? Because the Bible says somebody that loves you, somebody that will die for you, not somebody that will get you killed. And so are they just using you like you're using them? You know, somebody has to sit down and talk just calmly. What do you think this girl sees in you? What do you think this girl wants in you? You know, what is your offering? And just make them think, what is your offering to her?
Can you tell that this is the difference between a father and a mother?
Yeah.
Because I want to get to Joe's like, oh, well, you think you're good enough for her? And I'm like, oh, wait, now wait just a second.
Okay, I'll pass.
No. But you know what? The thing is, being honest with your kids is the best thing you can be.
Yes.
And
so the more you bury it, the uglier it's going to get when it pops out of the ground. The sooner you deal with it, the better. Calmly.
Yeah, and just because he's got a lot of female friends does not mean he's a womanizer.
No, it doesn't. Just means he's real popular and handsome.
Could be lead that way, but it's not. So that's why don't you cut it off at the pass?
And for him, thinking of him and defense of him, he can't help if he's good looking. He can't help if his mom and dad trained him right and he smells good and got clean breath, you know, and he's living in a nice house. He can't help that. He just maybe probably just because he's who he is. We all had kids in school who were like that. They weren't trying to be popular. They just were.
I will tell you this. My son was a musician from the time he was like 4. And he started playing the drums. And so the girls loved the fact that he was a musician. He would write songs and he could play the piano, drums, guitar,
anything. Play anything.
And so particularly in college, because he would lead the worship for the school. It was a Christian college. And so we go on campus and he would just be so popular. And I'd say, son, why aren't you dating? And he'd say, there's no pretty girls around here. And I'd say, I've walked around this campus. There's a lot of pretty girls around here. And so, you know, but what I realized later when he met his wife was he did not want somebody liking him just because he did music.
Yes.
He wanted somebody liking him for him.
Deep water. Come on.
And so he got a job working at a hotel here and was part of the where they do events. So catering and stuff like that team. And he met a girl. She didn't go to the same school. She didn't know him or anything. She just thought he was nice. She had no idea he could, you know, sing or do whatever. And he just fell in love with her. And he loves, to this day, he'll tell you, the thing that I loved is that she didn't love me for what I could do. She loved me for who I was.
Come on, home.
And so, you know, if you've raised him right, which chances are you have.
Yes.
He'll figure it out, Mom.
Yes, he will.
But it's not wrong to try to talk to him.
Oh.
We still... My son is 30 now, and we still have to have the come to Jesus meeting every now and again. We have
one. It never ends.
We had one last week, as a matter of fact. My son, I'll just say this on a side note. My son would not return my phone calls for 3 or 4 days or text. Well, I knew he was out of town for a couple of those days. But finally, I called his wife and I said, would you mind having my son give me a call? So she goes, oh, yeah, sure. So he says, I'll call you as soon as I get off work. So he called me after he got off work and he goes, Mom, you want to talk about this? And I said, I sure do. I said, Sumner, I don't care if you don't have to, you know, totally answer me every time, but I just want you to know, just send me a little, I'm okay. Can I call you later? I'm busy, whatever. Just let me know that you're okay. And he goes, okay, Mom. That is very fair. I can do that. And I will really work on that. He says, I need you to do something too, which is funny. That's my son. My daughter would never do that, but my son does it every time. I said, well, yeah, what is that? And he said, well, in the future, I'd like you not to contact my wife if you have a problem with me. I would like you to come directly to me. And I said, touche, fair enough. I stand corrected and it will not happen again. So at 30, we're still going through it. So it will never end, Mom. It will never end.
It's all right.
All right, Joe. Joe, you have traveled all around the USA, and I miss you and Angel sharing your favorite hole-in-the-wall eating spaces on Facebook. Well, we've got loads of those.
Yeah, we got tons of them.
Please give us more suggestions. Anyways, I know you're a man of God's word, and I want to help my single pregnant daughter help raise her new child in a godly home. I know I can replace her father's presence but I want to demonstrate God's fatherly love without stepping over boundaries.
Well, a couple of carnal things. Only answer questions that they're asked, for starters. I assume you're not a meddler because you wouldn't have said this to begin with. So it doesn't matter whether you're the natural dad or the stepdad or the foster dad or whatever. It's like, I'm here because I love you, period. So I'm going to act like that. So what do you need? I'm going to supply you need. Whatever you need, I'm going to take care of it. If I am your natural dad, not your natural, I'm going to supply you need. You're going to know that I love you. The real kind of love. So,
First of all, good hole in the wall. We were just in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. We ate at this place called Angie's.
Oh,
if you're within 100 miles, go to Angie's. It was so good. Best lunch ever.
Parking lot was packed.
Oh, it was
gravel parking lot. Couldn't get in.
If I lived there, I would eat there every day.
Man.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
So, but the second thing is, you know, single mothers are very, very sensitive to me because I was a single mother for 12 years.
Yes.
So, and sometimes, you know, even though times have changed and people aren't as judgmental and stuff about a single parent, there's still that condemnation that your own heart gives you. So first of all, I think you need to know that that child, regardless of how it came about, it's still a gift from God.
Yes.
And still, God has a plan and a purpose for that
divine child's plan. Life.
So, yes, he will be a father to the fatherless. I would just really pray that God would bring men into this child's life that would step up to the plate and be an example to this child.
Good idea.
And, you know, and the reason the church is here is for things just like this.
Yes.
It is okay. And part of the reason that we are a church, a body, to reach out a church and say, hey, could you help me with this?
Yes.
Would you mind? I remember one day my son was shaving. And I go, I don't think that's how you do it. I was brushing my teeth. He was shaving next to me. And I go, I don't think that's how you do it. And he goes, well, I don't know. Nobody's ever taught me. And he just threw the razor down like that. And I felt horrible that I ever said anything. So I went to my brother, who also goes to my church, and I said, would you mind just stepping in and showing him how to shave? And he did. So things like that, you need to reach out. And because some people won't know. Men don't take good hints. So some people don't know.
No, we don't take any hints.
Unless you ask them. So, yeah. So that's what I would do. But I believe that God is going to be a father to this child. And that child is blessed.
Yeah. And you got to think, God does exceedingly abundantly above beyond. So even though you're maybe a male missing, God will send men that will more than make up. He's not going to do it halfway or fifth the way. He will do exceeding abundantly more than you can imagine.
And I can tell you, it was a collage. It was our pastor stepped in.
Yeah.
The guy who was in charge of the music department stepped in.
Yeah.
The youth pastor stepped in. And they all had very key, vital roles to play.
Key impacts on the boy.
And so you're just going to have to trust God. But get him. Get the child involved in church.
And we got to say this. And as a 30-year-old male adult, you would think this kid had a pristine life. I mean, he is one fine young man. I mean, in every area of life, there's nothing missing. And then, well, Jabba Dad, well, he disappeared about 12 years, actually about 14 years or so. But he's not missing a thing. God more than made up. God more than makes up for whatever loss there is. So
he does. So as we go through this week, guys, we are just really standing in agreement with you that though we look on the news and everything and we see that there's perilous times and all, that you're blessed in all that you do.
Yes.
Your steps are ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
The word of God says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. And I'm believing for supernatural wisdom.
Jesus' name, so, abundant wisdom.
So just be blessed this week and know that Joe and Angel love you.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.